Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're looking at this fascinating statistical data table and a comparative infographic.
Yeah, it maps out human fatalities against different kinds of threats.
Right, and our mission today is to like completely rewire how you calculate risk.
By pitting those deep cinematic fears we all have against the cold, hard statistics.
Exactly. I mean, imagine you're at a New Year's Eve party, you know, getting ready to pop a bottle of champagne. Or taking a peaceful walk under a snow-covered roof.
You feel perfectly safe, right?
Totally. Yet, statistically, you are in significantly more danger right in those moments than if you were, say, swimming in the deep, dark ocean.
Which sounds crazy, but our modern environment is just flooded with hidden hazards. Hazards our brains simply don't register as threats.
Because we're running on outdated software, basically.
You nailed it. We're walking around with prehistoric risk assessment software that is, frankly, drastically mismatched for the world we actually live in.
And that mismatch really jumps out when you look at the ultimate symbol of danger in the data, which is the shark.
Oh, yeah. The classic movie monster.
Right. You see a fin, the movie music swells in your head, and panic just sets in.
But the data tells a completely different story.
It really does. The table shows unprovoked shark attacks globally cause just 4 to 12 deaths a year.
Wow. Just 4 to 12.
Yeah. Fearing a shark attack is essentially worrying about winning the world's most terrifying, least likely lottery.
Well, we fall victim to the availability heuristic. Basically, our brains estimate the probability of something based on how easily we can recall examples of it.
Ah, so because a shark attack makes international news.
Right. It triggers that primal fear of being hunted, so it's highly available in our memory.
Okay.
We miscategorize intense media exposure as like actual physical proximity.
So we evolved to fear the dramatic, visceral threat, not the mathematically probable one.
Exactly.
So if the cinematic predators aren't the ones killing us, the data points to these mundane things we barely even notice.
Like the New Year's Eve party.
Yes. Champagne corks. They kill around 24 people a year. That is literally double the highest estimate for sharks.
Double. Because, well, it's a pure numbers game based on frequency of exposure.
We pop a lot of champagne.
We do. We interact with pressurized glass bottles way more often than we paddle out into shark territory.
And that winter walk is even worse. The data shows icicles claim about 115 lives annually.
With, what, about 100 of those in Russia alone, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the table also lists cows. They cause 200 to 300 deaths a year from trampling or kicking.
Right, and fallen coconuts outrank sharks, too.
So a tropical farm is basically a statistical hazard zone.
Totally. And our brains don't code a cow or a coconut tree as a threat because, you know, they don't have fangs and claws.
There's no dramatic movie about a killer coconut.
Right. We have a massive cognitive blind spot for the ubiquitous. The danger of the mundane is just its omnipresence.
Now, I get the frequency argument for cows and icicles, but I was struggling a bit with the numbers on domesticated animals.
Oh, the dog statistics.
Yeah, the data shows dogs cause over 25,000 deaths a year, mostly through rabies and bites.
It's a huge number.
It feels like a contradiction. We selectively breed them to live in our homes and protect us, yet the fatality count is enormous. Are we just overriding our survival instincts because they're cute?
Well, it's partly that emotional override, sure, but it's largely about the sheer scale of the interaction.
Because they're everywhere.
Right. Humans and dogs live in incredibly close proximity across the entire globe, particularly in areas lacking widespread rabies vaccination programs.
That makes sense.
Yeah. When you have billions of daily interactions, even a minuscule percentage of negative outcomes aggregates into a massive raw number.
But even that 25,000 pales in comparison to the ultimate statistical heavyweight on this table.
The one regarding exposure, yeah.
The mosquito.
Yep.
Roughly 610,000 deaths a year, primarily through transmitting malaria.
It's staggering. The true killer on our planet isn't a giant predator with rows of teeth.
It's a tiny insect.
A tiny insect that capitalizes on precisely the same mechanism we've been discussing. Relentless daily exposure across massive populations.
And it doesn't trigger our fight or flight response at all.
Not even a little, yet it's the apex vector of disease.
So we spend all our energy dreading the incredibly rare, you know, 4 to 12 death ocean predator.
While completely ignoring the deadly reality of a popped cork.
Or a falling icicle, or a buzzing mosquito in the backyard.
We just let the drama of the threat override the actual probability of the threat.
Which leaves you, the listener, with this to chew on as we wrap up.
It's a great question.
If human instinct is this flawed at assessing physical threats,
prioritizing cinematic jaws over a tiny buzz.
Right. Then how might this exact same cognitive blind spot be distorting how you evaluate risks in your career, your finances, or even just your daily decisions?